talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Law enforcement scrambling to find the killer of Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old leader of the most powerful conservative youth organization in the country, Turning Point USA. Kirk was answering questions from the crowd at a rally on the campus of Utah Valley University when a bullet hit him in the neck, killing him.
We were like 15 feet away, and I thought like the shot was like a firecracker or something. It just didn't seem real.
Mia Grant, who was at that rally, President Trump calling Charlie Kirk a good friend and calling for flags to be flown at half-mast in honor of him. Official commemorations are beginning this hour in New York City and at the Pentagon, marking 24 years since the 9/11 attacks. A ceremony begins next hour in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where United Flight 93 went down. We are finding out this hour new inflation numbers, including on the Consumer Price Index. The Fed meets next week to decide on interest rates. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. A West Dallas woman faces charges in connection with a crash that killed two Marquette University athletes last week. Online court records show 41-year-old Amandria Brunner was charged Wednesday with two counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in last Friday's crash. More layoffs announced for a Fox Cities-based airline. Air Wisconsin announces another round of layoffs. According to a notice filed with the Department of Workforce Development, 127 workers at the airline's Greenville headquarters will be laid off, while another 114 at the Milwaukee hub will be let go. And scammers are working harder to keep you from realizing you're being scammed. Wisconsin Consumer Protection says more phone scams are using the same technology used in automated customer service. Always verify who you're talking to and never hand over personal information or banking info over the phone or via text messages.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog can be expected early, otherwise a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, baking better together. 803 with Blondie on Max FM.
Call me, call me, call me anytime. area's most accurate weather information is on
99.7 Max FM.
Hits in the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing, mostly sunny, a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog to start our day. Turning mostly sunny, a high of 83. Friday night, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms late into the evening, early into the morning, mostly cloudy with a low of 63. Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Sunday, sunny, a high of 87. Currently, it is 56 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Now, Emily, I do want to remind our listeners we have a couple of things going on today. We first want to remind folks about the Baraboo Water Utilities replacing a water service in the 600 block of 5th Street. So 5th Street is closed between Elizabeth and Camp Street. That goes until 2 p.m. as they replace that water service. Tonight, the Friends of the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library will host an informal meet and greet from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. for the two finalists at the library for the director position. The event is free and open to the public tonight at the library.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Dave. It's so good to know that there are things going on in the Baraboo area. There always is, isn't there? I mean, there's just so much.
There really is. There's always something going on. And speaking of that, we do have our community calendar at max.fm. You can always go check that out. If you have a community event that's going on, you can email info@max.fm with that information. And the other thing we're reminding about is our Hope House Radio Request-a-thon. We're 2 weeks away from it, Emily. It's not that far away.
It's going so fast because I feel like, you know, we bring it up pretty much on the daily in the morning show. And we, you know, I feel like it's been like 45 days away, 30 days away. It's 2 weeks. Like, it doesn't seem like that much time has passed since we started talking about it. But yeah, it's inching closer. There's already been some awesome folks who have come in and dropped off donations. I know Baraboo State Bank was one of them, and we sure appreciate that. Obviously, they are one of our morning show sponsors, and we appreciate them every day. But they did come in already and got a jump start to the donations for the Hope House Radiothon fundraiser. So we are very appreciative of them. And anyone else who has done that, thank you ahead of time for giving it some thought and giving it your, you know, leaning into raising money for this fabulous cause. We are planning on being in studio all day on the 25th doing the radiothon. Now, I've never done it before, but I listened last year because I was brand new, or maybe it wasn't even. No, we had went through this yesterday. I wasn't even part of the morning show yet until October. Dave was right. We still don't have an actual date. I'm not going to say that again. Dave was right. That's twice. That's all you get.
hang on, I'm writing that down.
We don't know the date though.
Where's the calendar at?
I'm gonna figure that out. but I remember listening to it last year and getting a good giggle because somebody, the way it works from what I understand is right. You request songs and then someone can donate a little bit more money and then bump the song that's playing. And
correct.
Last year, I remember somebody requested some sports song. I think it was the Bears.
Oh, song. Yes.
Yeah. And then somebody, and you guys, it was you and Maddie on, and you were like, come on, everybody. What, you're going to let this play? Where are the Packer fans? It was just hilarious. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
We
That's
did
how it,
it
works, right?
It does. Somebody wanted, I think it was like the Bears theme song or Vikings or something. And I'm like, somebody text in and get this off the air because it's $5 for a request, $10 for a dedication, and $25 to bump that song that none of us wanted to hear, right? And so... Exactly. We have a lot of fun doing it, but supporting a great cause. For information about Hope House, you can go to hopehousescw.org. But we are encouraging people to donate ahead of time as well. You can drop those off to the station. You can email Dave at max.fm to schedule that, or text 608-355-9970. Write a check out to Hope House. We will add it to our stack that we're giving over to Hope House that day. And again, our goal is to raise $5,000. So we're very short of that goal right now. I can honestly say I know how much we have so far. We have a very long way to go. Now, if we hit $5,000, your morning show hosts are going to get purple fingernails and purple hair in October to support Purple Thursday. So just 100%. Something to keep that in mind.
I'm going to add an extra promise onto that. We will do a little Facebook Live or a little video of us getting our hairs dyed purple.
All right.
You might get to be in the scene with us if it happens, which it could be really exciting and really fun for wherever we go. We will go ahead and bring the cameras in and do the thing. So I'm excited about that. I want purple hair. So let's get our money out.
Yep.
I think we can do it. I do believe that we can get to $5,000. I feel like that is a very attainable goal. I know we've got big hearts in the inner listening area, and I know that that can turn into some awesome donations to support this cause.
Yes, most definitely. And that's why we're talking about it so much right now and just getting that word out there. So if you want to make that donation to Hope House, email Dave at max.fm or 608-355-9970. Send a text and we will make arrangements to get those donations ahead of time. And if we hit that halfway goal before Thursday the 25th, we'll come up with some sort of shenanigan that the co-host have to do that day. You notice I said co-host.
Wait, what? I was just not listening at all.
See.
I heard that co-host. You are the co-host. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, well, yes.
My co-host. So that could really be either one of us.
Oh, good point. So I was just seeing if you're paying attention this morning, and
I was. My brain was like kind of just moving to one direction or the other. You
oh,
know
yeah.
how that works.
I do.
Squirrel,
trust me. It happened this morning. Clicking on the wrong thing. It happens. And. Now, we have an interesting story out of China. I've been promising we're going to talk about this. Now, we're used to watching ads in order to stream content, play games, and a million other things. Now, here's a 1,000,001, and this is crazy. If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there's a chance you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper, Emily. That's a crappy deal.
There's some visuals that we get here. It's just the little toilet paper dispenser with some like a screen on it or something. And you literally have to like use your, all right. So we're going to go into this. Okay. Here's the story. If you walk into a public bathroom in China, there's a public bathroom. There's a chance you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper. There's a video going viral that shows just how it works. You scan a QR code that plays an ad on your phone. Then the machine spits out a modest amount, like 6 squares. You need more. You have to watch another ad.
Oh, Lordy.
This is not, I bet Dave is watching the clip as we speak because I can hear a reaction, but it's not actually a brand new thing. Someone on Reddit shared a shot of a similar dispenser back in 2021, but most people didn't know they existed. So now, thank goodness for social media. It's gone viral and we're all aware of this. I mean, we all know that there is, in many public bathrooms in the United States and in cities, right, there is, you know, ads that are on paper or whatever. They're, you know, up on the bathroom stall, but they are not video ads. They're not moving. They're just right. Like an advertisement, like in print. So if you don't want to watch an ad, there's an option to pay a few cents for toilet paper instead, but it looks like you have to pay with your phone. So if you don't have it on you, you're out of luck. So just another reason to have your phone attached to your body, folks. We're just getting to that at this point. We're slowly turning ourselves into robots by way of putting our devices literally attached to us, or we can't get through the day or get through
TP, apparently. I mean, but here's the thing. You're taking your phone in the bathroom, and then, you know, you don't want to drop your phone in the toilet or wherever, because that's never a good thing, because no one's going to want to fish that out if that happens. Well, maybe if it's a porta potty. But anyways, I digress. And, you know, you think about it. You have to sit here and watch an ad. You're getting six measly squares of toilet paper. Oh, you want more? Watch some more ads. And it's like, wow, what a deal. I mean, granted, you have a captive audience at this point, right? So, I mean,
they're literally stuck there. But here's a couple of caveats that I need to point out, being a woman, in that typically, and ladies, you know what I'm talking about. If you're in a public bathroom, you tend to not get too relaxed in there. I'll just put it that way. So you need to be able to be using your, you know, you're not just sitting there relaxing. I just want to put it that way. So therefore, having your hands to be able to use your phone to get toilet paper means you have to actually sit down. And a lot of times you don't want to do that in a public bathroom, especially if you're in like a porta potty situation. You're definitely not wanting to sit down. So this makes it really difficult to, like, you know, it just kind of puts you in a position that you, something's got to give here. And now they're saying, you know, having your phone on you in a porta potty, and then you have to actually take your phone out of your pocket or purse to use it. This is, again, a situation that you need to be sitting down, and you do not want to sit down. So I don't like this. I think this is really kind of putting a lot of people in a position, depending on, you know, what's going on when you've got to use the potty.
Yeah, I don't like it either. It seems weird to me, and, you know, maybe they're trying to control excess use of toilet paper, but, you know, they're making money on it at the same time. So, yeah, I think it's an interesting way. I mean, because you walk into bathrooms and you'll see advertisements in the bathrooms in some establishments. I mean, that you have a captive audience at that point. You got an advertisement on the wall. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm looking at that while I'm doing other things. Now they're going digital. And, yeah, I don't like this. This just seems like, it's silly to me. So, you know, for what it's worth, no thanks, not excited about it. And then the option to have to pay with your phone, yeah, not excited about that as all. So, yeah, wow. That's
Nope, we're gonna give this a big sorry for folks who are having to deal with this, but I mean, maybe yes, ladies, or, you know, who, whatever. Maybe we just need to keep bringing the tissues in our purses like our grandmas did. That's the solution here. I don't know. Yeah. All right, moving on.
Yep,
we're going to think about other things besides being stuck in a porta potty without any toilet paper and having to mess with your phone. Sounds awful.
It does. Does not sound like a good time. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40, and we're going to celebrate some calendar days.
All right, looking forward to that.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar, brought to you by Peach Ranch of Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and Monday through Wednesday, swing in between 2 and 4 for our $12.99 buffet. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. On Saturday, September 13th, the Baraboo Axe Coalition will be presenting the Celebrate Sauk event. It's a celebration of cultures through food, music, and dance. It's going to take place on the downtown Baraboo Square along with the Farmers Market. You can learn more details by visiting the BaraboooAxeCoalition.org/events. This will be happening from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. again September 13th on the square in downtown Baraboo. And Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village will be hosting the Heritage Day Rendezvous. This event will take you back to a time before phones, computers, running water, electricity, and it all happens at the authentic mid-1800s log village nestled just east of Reedsburg. Again, this Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village will take place on Friday and Saturday, the 12th and 13th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. For more details, visit their website, rahspv.com. And Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting their monthly breakfast buffet. This will be on Sunday the 14th and every second Sunday of the month. Made to order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, and more. It's a great opportunity to support local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This will be 8 a.m. until noon, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Why is Macy's one-day sale the one sale you can't miss? For starters, you'll find our best prices of the month on fall's top trends, like $99.99 for trenches and barn jackets, diamond bracelets $2.49, and for cozy nights in, comfy sheets at $19.99 and under. Plus, it's Star Money Bonus Days, when Star Rewards members can earn Star Money faster. Not a member yet? Join for free online or in-store. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale. Tomorrow, savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Some hits, Max FM. Yeah.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:30 on Thursday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Bear Blue State Bank, banking better together. As a reminder, the North Freedom Fire Department has a blood drive taking place today from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. 103 North Maple Street in the meeting room. To book an appointment, you can call 800-747-5401. Coming up, we'll look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today, right now. Bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,000. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Packers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Washington Commanders tonight here at Lambeau Field. Quarterback Jaden Daniels named the NFL Rookie of the Year last season. The Packers' Micah Parsons asked what it was like playing against Daniels.
Oh, man, it's hard. He's just one of them guys that, like, contain the whole time. You can power him. He can go through the A and B gaps, get outside of you. It's hard, you know what I mean? And just let him know, you know, it's just got to go out there and play hard.
Baseball, the Brewers losing 6-3 to the Rangers. It's the first time since opening weekend the Brewers lost a three-game sweep this season, and only the third time since Pat Murphy took over as the club's manager.
It stinks. We haven't had too many of these. We haven't had too many of these in our... I know in the last 2 years, this is the third time we've been swept, right? Yankees, Phillies, and Yankees on the road, Phillies on the road, Rangers on the road.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Some areas of fog can be expected early, otherwise a mostly sunny sky with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the lower 50s. It'll be even warmer on Friday, plenty of sunshine with highs in the lower 80s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
I'm
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:42 on Thursday morning. We will take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, gradually clearing to become mostly sunny with a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. Tomorrow morning, early patchy fog. It will turn mostly sunny with a high of 83. Friday night, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the evening, early into the morning, mostly cloudy, a low of 63. Saturday, partly sunny, a high of 86. Sunday, warming up to sunny with a high of 87. Currently, it is 58 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Emily, we're going to take a look at some calendar days, and as I was looking at this list, there is not a whole lot on there today.
There's not, but that does give us a chance to kind of talk a little bit about the ones that are on there, and I want to tell you the one that I like the best, and the picture is so great, is National School Picture Day. Everybody has a memory or five about getting their picture taken for school picture day. When I was a kid, it was like very regimented, right? They'd have everybody there in a big old group, and then you'd have a line, and they would hand you a little hand mirror and a comb right before you went up to sit on the rickety stool in front of the photographer, who was like not usually super nice and like really kind of salty. But I mean, whatever. I think about trying to take getting a bunch of little kids to sit still, right, for pictures has got to be a hard job. So I kind of, my perspective has changed a bit, but I remember it being very nerve wracking and you really wanted the picture to turn out. And it was like a one and done situation. I don't even think they had a retake, but they certainly did not have digital photography and they did not have filters. They did not have a way to like do anything cool. It was what it was. So now I think it might be a little more fun, probably a little easier, and probably maybe there's some options, but I don't know. Anyway, it is national.
Filmed was back then, you know, so back when you and I had our school pictures taken, it was done with film. And I always liked the Calvin and Hobbes comic where Calvin goofed with his hair before he had his school picture taken. It was like, that was priceless. I can't imagine a kid doing that before they had their school picture taken. So,
oh, I don't know. I've seen some school pictures where at the last second kids be making faces. It happens. And I'm like, how is that still not corrected? Like, they get away with it, man. It's great. I think it's great. Especially little kids. And then when all on up to like high school, like senior year stuff, sometimes people just do something at the last minute that just to make people laugh, have a memory. So when they look back, they're like, oh my goodness. But I think they still do this, but they have the full class pictures that come out. And sometimes, you know, you see your one kid and then all the kids around them are like, what was happening with the rest of these kids in this picture? So I don't know. It's funny stuff. It's good stuff. It's part of childhood for everybody. It may have changed, but it still can be fun. And it could also be stressful. So yeah. I mean, I feel that too, you know.
Oh yes.
My kids used to dress up and get, you know, fancy, and now they kind of are like, meh, whatever. But
yeah, we just gotta get this done and over with now. So
That's right.
It is also National Cross Bun Day today. It's a tasty treat, and these are delicious any day of the year. It is a hot cross bun is made from yeast dough, usually a bit sweet, and may even contain spices such as cinnamon, along with raisins, currants, and other dried fruits. Most choices prefer having a hot cross bun for breakfast, accompanied with a cup of coffee, or maybe a glass of warm milk. I'm going coffee, and a generous dose of butter. And, you know, looking at that picture, I'm like, oh my goodness, those look delicious.
Oh my goodness. This makes me think of two things. One, back in the day, when you were getting your school picture taken, you often played hot cross buns in whatever beginner band you were in, right? Or orchestra. Mm-hmm. So that is legit one of the first songs you learn on many, many instruments. So it's kind of fun. And two, we had a fun little thing. You were talking about spices, right? You could put some cinnamon on a hot cross bun, or maybe some cinnamon and sugar mix. Yesterday in our real estate team meeting, we like to have fun in our meetings at Weichert, and we were talking about, I don't even know how this, I know how it came up, but anyways, but basically what we did is we went around the room and every agent got to tell us what they thought, what spice in the spice cabinet would you be? So I'd just like to put that out there for you, Dave, and for all the listeners, maybe give it a little shake it up, ha ha ha, in your brain and think about that. What spice in the spice cabinet would you be? So think about that. I'm going to bring it up again tomorrow. If anybody has any thoughts on that, I have lots of thoughts about Dave, but I'm going to leave those till tomorrow. If you don't want to talk about yourself, about the spice in the spice cabinet, What spice do you think Dave and Emily would be? Mixed or separately? This could be fun. So anyways, we had a great time. It was totally, totally out of nowhere yesterday. And it was great because everybody just started to get really, you know, all of a sudden people's eyes got bigger. They started talking faster because that's what happens when you do something creative, right? So like, right. It was super fun. We loved it. I actually took a bunch of notes on it and we're going to try to do something. We might even make a radio commercial about it. Who knows? But we do have fun at Wake Your Great Day. And I do challenge you all to come up with what spice are you in the spice cabinet. Open up your spice cabinet, see what you see in there. And you will, some of them will jump out at you, I promise. And we named all of our agents. I'm going to name Dave. You can name Dave or Emily or what spice mix we might be. Challenge accepted. Okay, anyway, back to calendar days. Big one is National Make Your Bed Day. I do give this one a big thumbs up. I like a nicely made bed. Now I cannot say I've been always like this. I was a messy bed person before. I was not a person making my bed, you know, when I was way younger, but nowadays I do like that. It does kind of get that morning set and get that day going. And then when you're ready for bed, you're like, oh, my bed is so nice. I can't wait. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Make your bed day. Give it a shot.
It's a good one. I mean, I think that's important. And I sometimes make it. We try to make it, but then the dog has other ideas because he'll go in there and pull the covers back, wrap himself around and look at us like, why'd you make the bed? I'm going to be comfortable, you guys. And so we try, but the dog usually is the master distractor of that. And as we talked about at the top of our show, today is Patriot Day, and it gives us all time to reflect on the devastating terror attacks that took nearly 3,000 lives 24 years ago. We commemorate those who we lost and give thanks to the brave first responders who put their lives on the line. Take a moment today, consider what we all stand for as a nation, how we can work together to make this a better place for us all. And so it is something we never forget. I mean, right now in the back of my mind, I kind of remember what was happening 24 years ago at this time. And that's something that's always going to be part of our lives that grew up with it and just were in shock with it. And so, and you know, as I said, North Freedom Fire Department has a blood drive happening today. The Portage Habitat for Humanity has their event happening at 9 o'clock today. So many ways to do some good things in remembrance of it, Emily.
Absolutely. I really appreciate the community events that are happening surrounding, you know, the details, the memories and the happenings on September 11th. So thank you folks out there who are, you know, doing events, blood drives. I think that's beautiful. And, you know, keep it up and keep thoughts in your brains of all the people who were affected by this day in 2001, because there were so many and they still are being affected, you know, their family, you know, grandparents, you know, that were lost and, or, you know, there's many, many children now who are being told this story, right? That like weren't alive at that time, but they have a family member who may have been lost that day. So it continues to affect people and there's something to learn from, something to share the love about. And, you know, there's a little quip today about Are You Okay Day today too. And I think that that kind of ties into this. I mean, there's a lot to think about today because of a lot of things. We talked about a few of them earlier in the show. Are You Okay Day today? If you're not, that's also okay, you know, but like reach out to your fellows, to your friends, to your loved ones, to your family. Just check in with people. There's a lot going on.
Yes, there is. Emily, now you are back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10. It'll be Friday.
It will be Friday.
Excited
It'll be
about
Friday.
That.
Well, folks, happy Thursday. Have a really, really great day. Lead with your best foot forward. Choose joy and kindness.
Indeed. We look forward to having you back with us tomorrow. I'll continue hanging out with everyone until 11 o'clock. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Hey, folks. Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. This week, we're bringing you back to school and game day savings. Pick up golden plump chicken leg quarters, just $1.29 a pound. Juicy whole pork tenderloins, only $2.99 a pound. BLT time, farmland bacon, 16 ounces, just $4.99. Roma tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And crisp iceberg head lettuce, only $1.79. Cheer on Baraboo Youth Football and support them at the Spirit Pump. Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street. Freshest items, friendly service, familiar faces.
Get ready, Richland Center. It's Bulls and Barrels at the Rockin' M Ranch, Friday, September 13th.
Gates and Saloon open at 3 p.m. The action kicks off at 7.
Watch as the toughest Cowboys face off against ranked Bulls and the fastest riders fly around the barrels. Admission is just $25. Kids 6 and under get in free. Enjoy vendors, great food, and a full bar with no carry-ins. Tickets are on sale now at Wyoming Saddle Company in Richland Center. Don't miss the adrenaline, the action, and the excitement. Bulls and Barrels, September 13th at Rockin' M Ranch.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Guess who's watching Rob Finnerty on Newsmax? President Trump is. He even says Finnerty's show is so terrific. Millions are joining President Trump to watch Finnerty every night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. All this week, Rob looks at the media's war on President Trump. Rob gives you the facts about the National Guard in cities like New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. He tells you the real truth about the Jeffrey Epstein files, and he reveals the big media's agenda on Trump's health. You need to watch Rob Finnerty on Newsmax. Check out your local cable system. Newsmax is on all major systems. Or download the free Newsmax app. It costs you nothing, and you can watch in minutes. Finnerty is the fastest-growing primetime news show in America. Find out why even President Trump is tuning in. More than 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. Because we are real news for real people.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
You can't sleep in the night without thinking.
I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the love. We belong to the sound of the words before falling unheard. Whatever we deny or embrace, for worse or for better, we to do with my strength anyway. Have we become a habit? Do we distort the facts? Now there's no looking forward, now there's no turning back. When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we've both fallen. Inside me, I see your face.